I was asked how we can balance the rights of property owners with the rights of a community to protect old buildings and old trees. And the simple answer is, we can't. There's no such balance possible. And I think the question reveals a little bit of confusion about what rights are, and particularly property rights. The right to property means the freedom to create, use, keep, trade, and dispose of values. It means the freedom to get the things that sustain and enhance our lives, whether it's food, clothing, and shelter, or an automobile, a computer, and an internet connection. These are all things, values, that we want and desire because they make our lives better. And rights only pertain to individuals. There's no such thing as the right of a community or the right of any group. A group is just a collection of individuals. And while a group has or should have the freedom to take certain actions, it doesn't have the right or shouldn't have the freedom to take actions that wouldn't be permissible or moral for an individual to take. And that's what happens when we have this perceived conflict between the rights of property owners and the rights of a community to regulate property use to protect old buildings or trees. When that occurs in these preservation ordinances, the community is alleging that it can do things that it wouldn't be appropriate or moral for an individual to do. If I prevented you from using your property as you choose, if, for example, my neighbor wants to build a fence and I stand there with a gun and prohibit him from doing it, I violated his right to take the action that he thinks is appropriate. And the same is true if the community does it and the police officer prevents him from building his fence or a deck or using his property in any way he chooses. So again, we can't balance the right or the alleged right of the community to regulate private property to protect old buildings, because the community doesn't have such a right.